Hello.
Hi there. Am I speaking with Shailika?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation in just a few minutes. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Very well. Let's continue in that case. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Would that be probably or definitely vote?
I'm sorry?
Definitely vote or probably vote? Definitely.
Yeah, definitely vote.
I need to choose one of the options. Thank you so much. For the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
I am 37.
37. Right, well, let me enter that info here. Right. And to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
I don't like to answer that one.
All right, not a problem. We can proceed with that that information if you don't want to release it. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm split in the middle.
The middle options I have is satisfied or dissatisfied.
I'll just say dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay, yes, because the next one it will be very dissatisfied. So dissatisfied, let's go with that one. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
Honestly, I don't know too much about them.
So would you say that you got no opinion or never heard of them?
I've never heard of them.
Never heard of them, very well. How do you feel about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
I guess I feel very opinionated about it.
No opinion?
No, I mean, I feel, well, other one, the option.
From 0 to 100, you have to give me a number. The higher the number, the more favorable you feel about them.
I can do 8.
Number 8, remember, you can choose any number from 0 to 100. Eight.
Oh, it's 100, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of 10, I'm sorry. Okay, well then let me do 88.
88, very well. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Oh, that's definitely a 0.
0, okay. Okay, how do you feel about public school teachers in general, public school teachers?
I want to say 100.
100, very well. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
I'm going to say 50.
50, okay. How do you feel about critical race theory or CRT?
0.
0, okay. And how do you feel about your local school board?
Right now, I'm going to say about a 20.
20, all right. And how do you feel about public charter schools?
I'm going to say 60.
60, 60, okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about public schools?
What do you mean, like, how do I feel about them?
I would like you to rate them, remember? The higher the number, the more favorable and warm you feel towards them. The lower the number, the more colder and unfavorable you feel about them.
I'll say about 50.
50, okay. Right in the middle, okay.
Yeah.
Neither warm nor cold. Very well, let's continue. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
In my neighborhood, I want to say just fair.
Just fair, all right. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I want to say they're getting worse.
Well, okay, very well. How important do you think is for public schools to prepare a student for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 minutes very important for the public school to prepare students, 5 minutes somewhat important for public school to prepare students, 0 means it's not important at all for public school to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First topic is how important it is for public school to prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10. 10, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. And how important it is for public schools to prepare a student to be ready for higher education, like college?
Oh, definitely 10.
10. And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
I'll say 5.
5, all right. How important it is for public school to prepare students to develop social skills?
10.
10. And how important it is for public school to prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
10.
10. How important it is for public school to prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
Oh, definitely a 10.
10. Very well. Let's move on, man. Thank you so much. Moving on fast. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Would you say that your state, the state that you live in, spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Oh, definitely not enough.
Not enough. Okay.
No.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I do know a little bit about it.
A little. Okay, very well. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I do agree.
Agree strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly, very well. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard a little bit about that as well.
A little, very well. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First statement says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Strongly agree, ma'am, or somewhat agree?
No, strongly agree. I'm sorry.
Strongly agree. Very well. Not a problem. Second statement says teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Next statement says, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate the students on all political viewpoints, without censorship. Agree or disagree, ma'am?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Very well. Let's move on. Almost there. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some people say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea presented here is increasing teacher pay. Would you support or oppose that idea?
I would support it.
A strong support?
Yeah, strongly support.
Strongly support, thank you. Next idea is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose that idea?
I would oppose it.
Would that be a strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Next idea is adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Would you support or oppose that idea?
I guess I would somewhat support it.
Somewhat support it. Yeah, it's not an easy decision. Very well, let's move on. Next idea says teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you support that or oppose it?
Yeah, I would strongly support it.
Strongly support. Very well. And removing books from the school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support that or oppose it?
I would strongly oppose it.
Strongly oppose it. Very well. Let's move on. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for the K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
I strongly support it.
Strongly support it. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to read you three arguments. After that, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
Very convincing, 10.
10, very well. Next argument says, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in a school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in a school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these kind of discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and nature-appropriate way. How convincing do you find that statement, that argument, from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay, and just one more. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books that target include LGBTQ characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing do you find that statement, please, from 0 to 10?
I'll say 10.
10 very well. Let's move on and start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly agree?
Strongly.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, this is that. I know this is the same question from the beginning, but we just want to make sure you keep your opinion or change it. Very well. The second question says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to say somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. Okay, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
Is 2015?
No, I mean the last degree or
Associate
degree, thank you. Yes. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Married.
Married, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Not a strong Democrat. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, I have my son. He's younger than 18.
I see. Very well. And which of the following describes your child or children's school? Is it a public school, charter school, private school, or home school?
Public.
Public, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Several times a year, okay. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. First description is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does this apply to you, ma'am, or someone else in your household?
No.
No. Second description is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide. Does that apply to you or to someone in your household?
No.
No. All right. Last question. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Okay, suburban.
Suburban, okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, ma'am. You were wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.